5 and AV, and we hate to get this kind of word, but we have another silent T. Rick G. Nash passed away on April 3rd, 2014. His memorial service was held at 11 a.m. Saturday, April 12th at Martin United Methodist Church in Bedford. Rick was born October 25th, 1952 in Fort Worth to Bob and Wanda Ward Nash, and he began his career in the fire service as a volunteer fireman at the age of 15. Upon graduating from L.D. Bell High School in 1971, he enrolled in TCJC and graduated with an associate's degree in fire service. It was there that he met Mary Lou Mason, and they were married January 10th, 1976. Rick was the autonomy of a loving father, husband, and all-around family man and community servant. He was the third paid member of the Bedford Fire Department, and he retired after 36 years of service with them. Most recently, Rick enjoyed working at Donna Park Elementary, as well as owning Rick's Night Shop, an online retail store. Rick was a longtime member of the Martin United Methodist Church for years. He manned the barbecue smoker at the Lord's Acre Fall Festival and was a member of the Journey class in that church. Rick served as a member of the Boy Scouts, helping them earn their fire-related badges, and was one of the founding members of the Citizen Fire Academy and CERT. He participated in amateur radio as W5AWQ and Santa USA. I think a lot of you remember Santa back yonder. Now you know who it was. And he was an active member in local political campaigns. He loved his furry companions, Annie, Macy, Holly, Biddy, and especially his best buddy, Mel, who loved for rides in their beloved truck. Rick also enjoyed classic movies and TV and collecting and playing ukulele and trumpet. Rick is survived by his loving wife, Mary Lou, and daughters, Nikki of Austin, Angie Nash of Hurst, father Bob Nash of Keller, brother Randy Nash of Fort Worth, and Tim Nash of Beulah, sisters Connie Fleming of Keller, and Kelly Maddox of Arlington, mother-in-law Mary Mason of Hurst. In lieu of flowers, you can donate to the Rick Nash Fund. This time we'll have a little scripture. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures, he leadeth me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This time we'll add a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day, and we just thank you for Rick Nash, and we just pray that you'll go with the families in this time of their loss. We just pray that you'll give them strength. And in Jesus' name we ask it, amen. Okay, back to you in 5 and AB.
thank you very much. Bye.
Contact.
Go ahead, contact.
Thank you, Jim. This is Bob W5WRN, Rick's father. I wanted to add a little bit to that, if I may.
Oh, you sure may. Go ahead.
Well, Rick had a wonderful memorial service Saturday. The Bedford Fire Department Honor Guard was officiated at the service. Had a long funeral procession of probably about 8 or 10 fire trucks, 7 or 8 ambulances, and probably 50 cars. There was probably 500 people at the service, with about probably 40 or 45 amateur radio operators, a couple of them from the net, and we appreciate this memorial service on air. Thank you, Jim. W5WRN.
Okay, very good, Bob. Well, we're sure sorry for the loss, and we wish the best for you and your family there.